I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
There's been another mass shooting in this country, just days after the one in Colorado Springs. That's where we're starting the 7 from the Washington Post. I'm Jeff Pierre. It's Wednesday, November 23rd. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. At least 6 other people were killed in a shooting in Virginia, and at least 5 others were injured. An attacker opened fire late last night at a Walmart in the city of Chesapeake. At this hour, we still don't have any details yet on who the victims are or exactly how the shooting unfolded. This is what Chesapeake Police spokesman Leo Kaczynski outlined last night.
Once the initial officers first got here, they quickly realized it was an active threat type situation. So we kind of switched our tactics to an active threat response. Many other officers also responded. Members of our fire department responded. And we did basically a tactical entrance and movement in the building, located multiple fatalities and multiple injured persons. A little while later, through the course of providing treatment, we were able to establish that we believe it's a single shooter, and that single shooter is deceased at this time.
We're expecting another news conference later this morning, and we'll have the latest updates at WashingtonPost.com. There have been more than 600 mass shootings this year. Number 2, people will not have to make payments on their federal student loans because a payment freeze is being extended again. This is the pause that had been in place since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. This is happening because of lawsuits related to the new Biden plan that would give millions of people up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness. The payment freeze had been set to end on December 31st. But the Biden administration said yesterday that the payment pause will now continue until the courts reinstate the other program or resolve ongoing lawsuits. At number 3, the Supreme Court will allow Congress to see Donald Trump's tax returns. The former president has, for years, tried to keep a House committee from getting those records. They want them in order to evaluate the financial rules for presidents. Yesterday's ruling means that the Treasury Department can quickly hand over 6 years of Trump's tax return records. But it's not clear when that will happen. And one problem, Democrats will soon lose control of the House to Republicans, so they're running out of time to review these documents. Our 4th story this morning, Alabama will stop carrying out executions, for now. A lethal injection had been called off last week, the 2nd in 2 months, and the 3rd since 2018. Another execution in July went poorly and took 3 hours to finish. The state's governor ordered a full review this week and asked for executions to be put on pause. It's the latest in a long series of problems with this execution method in the U.S. Number 5, advertisers are dropping Twitter. A new analysis from The Post shows that over a third of Twitter's top 100 clients haven't advertised on the platform in the past 2 weeks. Twitter still relies heavily on advertising, but its clients are still reevaluating after the dramatic changes Elon Musk has made since his takeover late last month. A tiny European country has become a major exporter of food. That is story number 6 today. So we're talking about the Netherlands here, which is just bigger than the state of Maryland. It's now the world's 2nd largest exporter of agricultural products by value behind the U.S. They're doing this by using cutting-edge techniques like vertical farming, seed technology, and robotics. Those things help them grow crops incredibly efficiently. Many of these technologies also use less water and produce fewer emissions, something that could be a model for other countries as the world warms. And at number 7, a 67-pound goldfish was caught in France. The fish has been named Carrot. It's a leather carp and koi carp hybrid. Carrot is possibly one of the biggest goldfish in the world. And if you're wondering, she was safely released after she was caught and had her photo taken. So the big question you're probably asking is, how did she get so big? Like all carp species, goldfish can balloon to epic sizes, growing as large as their habitat and resources allow. All right, you are all caught up. So we'll be off for Thanksgiving and the day after that, and we'll meet you back here on Monday. But over the next 2 days, you can still read The 7 as you can every weekday. So if you want to support what we're doing, please do not sleep on our Black Friday subscription special. Right now, you can get an all-access digital subscription to The Washington Post for just 99 cents for 4 weeks. And that will cover you for your first 12 weeks. If you already subscribe, I appreciate you. I'm Jeff Pierre. Have a great Thanksgiving and catch you on Monday.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.